Don't get too close. Don't touch the stove.
Good. If you needed a knife and sent someone for it, you would say, go...
Go get me the knife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did that one. You throw a ball and you ask somebody to...
Catch it.
I threw the ball and he...
Caught it.
I've been fishing, but I haven't...
Caught.
Okay. Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll wait.
I'll wait for you?
Mm-hmm. You're about to spank a child, and he's trying to talk you out of it. He says, just give me one more.
Just give me one more. One more time. One more. What's the word? Is he giving? Chance.
Mm-hmm. If a person can easily see the point of a joke, you say he has a good sense of?
Humor.
All right. If you have termites, you might say the exterminating company will.
Exterminating company will come. The exterminating company will...
And what they'll do to the termites?
Kill the termites.
They'll get...
Get rid of the termites.
Did you ever hear get shut of or get shed of?
No.
Okay. If a person didn't really know what was going on, but he pretended that he did, you might say he... blank, he knew it all.
He acted like he knew it all.
Mm-hmm. If somebody stole your pencil, what slang word might you use? He blank my pencil.
He... lifted. He kiped.
What was that one?
Kiped.
How do you spell that?
My hell, I don't know. K-Y-P-E-D.
I never heard that.
To kipe? Sure.
To kipe.
To kipe means to steal it? Sure.
Gee.
To kipe. He kiped it. He snitched it.
Mm-hmm. Ripped it off? Would you say that?
He ripped it off. No. It's pretty much reflexive. He ripped me off.
Mm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. But he ripped it off. No.
Okay. You are talking about doing something with a pen. I have just blank him a letter.
I've just written him a letter.
Yesterday he...
Wrote me.
And tomorrow I will.
Right.
I wrote him and I expect to get an...
Answer.
When you put the letter in the envelope and you take your pen and you...
You address it.
Did you ever hear the expression to back a letter?
No. What does it mean?
It means to address.
Oh.
It's an old expression. Okay, and if you, you might say, I want to write to him, but I don't know his...
I don't know his address.
Mm-hmm. A little boy has learned something new, and you want to know where he learned it, you might ask him, who...
Who taught you that?
Mm-hmm. Someone asks you if you've put up the new fence yet, and you would say, no, not yet, but I'm blank to do it pretty soon.
I'm intending.
Anything else?
Planning.
How about fixing?
Yeah, oh, I definitely say that. I definitely say that.
What?
I'm fixing to, and I say fix in. I'm fixing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that means, I'm fixing to, means imminently.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. That's the distinction we wanted. Children's nickname for one who tells on another?
Tattletale.
Okay. Anything else?
Stool pigeon. Squealer.
Is that all for children?
Oh, for children, they say tattletale, you. Sure, we'd say you squealer.
All right, how about adults?
Stool pigeon, I guess.
Okay. Is a gossip the same as a tattletale?
No, gossip, I think, refers to anyone who just... tattletale usually means telling something about an ex that will get ex in trouble. Gossip just means having nothing better to do with your time than to... talk about another person's personal life.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted a bouquet for the dinner table, you would go out to the garden and...
Pick the flowers.
All right. And a general name for things that a child plays with?
His toys.
Did you ever hear play pretty?
Nope.
Okay. If something happened that you were expecting, you might say, I just blanked that was going to happen.
I just knew that was going to happen.
Okay. And you might say that that's the book that you blank me. As a present, you...
Gave to me?
Mm-hmm. And I will...
Give?
Mm-hmm. And you have...
Given.
Okay. I'm glad I carried an umbrella. We hadn't gone half a block before it...